This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463, and then leave the last four numbers blank, regarding Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, middle initial J, Manley, M like Mary, A, N like November, L-E-Y. Date of birth 10-12-1965. Dear Miss Preston, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Manley with gross proteinuria, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was October 14, 2024. He did have a severe injury of his right foot. He tore a tendon in the top of the foot, and that had to be surgically repaired since his last visit. He's walking with a cast boot on, and he's unable to exercise for several months. He's supposed to see the orthopedic surgeon this week, and then he's going to be starting physical therapy, and hopefully he can get more active after he starts physical therapy. Blood sugars have been fairly well controlled, and he does have the Dexcom continuous glucose monitor, and that seems to be working well for him. And it helps him eat a healthier diabetic diet and avoid the foods that cause spikes and then drops in his blood sugar. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. His weight is up 15 pounds over the last 6 months due to the lack of mobility, actually. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5 once a day. He's on Novolog insulin, regular insulin before meals, as well as Levemir 80 units once daily in the evening. Cholesterol-lowering meds, glimepiride is 8 milligrams twice a day. He's on allopurinol also and Lopid and metformin. Physical exam, weight 390 pounds, pulse is 74 and regular, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150/82. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen obese and non-tender, actually, it's his left foot that had the tendon torn. If you could go back and fix that at the beginning of this, it's left foot. The right foot has no peripheral edema, and the left foot is where the cast boot is, and that is intact. It was the left anterior tibial tendon that was ruptured. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 11th, 2025, and creatinine was down to 1.31, which is a good improvement. It was 1.73 and 1.62 the previous two draws. So the GFR is greater than 60, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.0, phosphorus 2.9, calcium is 9.0. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 403, and that's the range he's usually been running in. A previous level 399, hemoglobin 13.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, gross proteinuria with improved renal function. He will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, hypertension, not quite at goal, but he is having quite a bit of pain currently. So we won't adjust medications at this point. He will continue to follow his low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll check blood pressures at home. And 3, diabetic nephropathy with improved glucose control. So we will check labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.